mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition, the 8th day of April, 2005. Open line Friday, wide open phones. I'm going to your calls in the next segment. You can talk about the Pope laying in state surrounded by, well, a bunch of presidents and Condoleezza Rice looking like ringwraiths. Rice with this hood on looked like Darth Sidious. Some type of reptoid demon. And I kept thinking, well, it's just this photo or it's just that video. And I kept looking at the photographs, and, man, that lady looks sinister with a black hood over her head. May add some credence to what David Icke is saying. All right, now I'm being sarcastic. Chinese begin to worry U.S. military, officials say. Equation has shifted in event of a Taiwan crisis. Oh, yes, we've got to have a draft to keep us safe from the Chinese that we've built up. Bush keeps low profile at Pope John Paul II's funeral. And I tell you, Bill Clinton's like a Siamese twin of George Herbert Walker. And they write articles about how much they love each other, and they give awards to each other. And George Bush Sr. has his son protect Bill Clinton from prosecution. Peas in a pod. I want to air this Daily Show clip coming up after the break, just a clip, and analyze it, because it sounds real good. But in the final equation, it actually helps George Bush in a weird way. It's like Michael Moore's film actually helped Bush. It's just an accident. They didn't lie about WMD. It was an accident. And they just go along with that view. Former lawmaker decries Patriot Act. A whole bunch of liberals and conservatives met, led by Bob Barr, to detail what's really in the Patriot Act. And there's another Terry Schiavo-type case, of course, going on in Florida. Homeland Security picks Total Information Awareness Champion. That's who they want to head up their new data mining operations. But they put a salve out there to the public saying, oh, we're canceling TSA, yeah, and reorganizing it and expanding it. That's how their spin works. Oh, we're canceling the TIPS program and giving it a new name and doubling its funding. That'll keep you safe. Man arrested, cuffed after using $2 bills. He was in a Best Buy, 57-year-old business owner, brother's a prominent police officer, and he says that in the article like that's going to help him. Oh, no, you're going to a re-education center, buddy. And he paid for some stuff with $2 bills because he had a bunch of them that he'd gotten from his bank kind of as a novelty. And they just said, no, you may be a terrorist. And it actually says they handcuffed him to a chair in front of everyone for an hour till the Secret Service got there. And the Secret Service said, yeah, these are $2 bills. You know, I thought everybody knew there were $2 bills. And no, people don't. As if counterfeit, if you try to use counterfeit as if it's going to be something ridiculous. Counterfeit's going to look real. These people are morons. And then the police spokesman said, well, let me give you the actual quote on this. This is just too amazing. Commenting on the incident, Baltimore County Police Spokesman Bill Toohey told The Sun, it's a sign that we're all a little nervous in the post-9/11 era. I mean, when they shoot some woman in the head after a Red Sox game with a rubber bullet, they say, well, it's the post-9/11. When they taser an old lady, it's the post-9/11. When they get caught running scams with crime labs, it's post-9/11. I guess trillions are missing from the Pentagon. Post-9/11. You know, I guess if a tree gets struck by lightning, it's post-9/11. It's the new boogeyman. We'll be back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, second segment, 8 minutes into this worldwide transmission against tyranny. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. And your calls are coming up directly. Chinese begin to worry U.S. military. Officials say equation has shifted in event of Taiwan crisis. And we really need a draft to keep us safe from the communist Chinese that our government's given basically all our weapon systems to and moved most of our industry to and given all the U.N. awards to. But don't worry about the communist Chinese. Let's spy on fellow Americans and leave the border wide open. And Bush is keeping a low profile at John Paul II's funeral. President Bush, determined not to upstage the funeral of Pope John Paul II, kept an unusually low profile in Rome yesterday, although former President Bill Clinton gave a television interview watched by millions. He recognizes the significance of the moment, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said of Mr. Bush, and the focus rightly should be on the Holy Father. Mr. Bush became the first president in years to conduct a full day's schedule on foreign soil without allowing a single press question, photograph, or even fleeting image on videotape. His father, the first President Bush, George I, also refrained from interviews. Okay, let me give you the spin here. Bush, the last three times he's gone to Europe, will not address the Parliament in England, the House of Commons. He will not address the European Parliament. He did I guess maybe one press conference when he'd meet with a world leader, Jacques Chirac or anybody, and they'd throw questions at him, and he would declare that Nigeria was an important continent. It's amazing. And Nigeria is not an important continent. It is the most populous African country on the West Coast. With only 190 million people. I said something wrong a few weeks ago. I said 280 million people, and I don't know why I had that in my head, but I was looking at other numbers the other day, and it's not, but it is the most populous. So I made a mistake. I meant to mention that. Incorrect info. It's the kind of stuff I mess up on. You've got to watch me, folks. We've only got about a 98% accuracy right here. We try to tell the truth, whereas the mainstream media tries to lie and spin and manipulate, so that's the difference. And we relish correcting ourselves here. We love being corrected. We love it when you correct us. That's how we get better. But no one corrected me on that. I corrected myself. All right, now I'm kind of pontificating and perseverating and here listening to myself talk. Actually, I'm procrastinating this giant stack of nightmare news. But I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was looking at all these photos of Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, the First Lady, and Condoleezza Rice sitting there staring at the Pope. I mean, they would just sit there for hours as he laid in state. Pope John Paul II, the pontiff, Papa, as the Italians call him. And I thought, does she just look incredibly psychotic in all these photos, or is it just the, you know, these are bad pictures? So I did see it on TV. And I tell you, this is really their normal garb. I think she was in her element. She looked like a cross between a ring wraith from Lord of the Rings and a space alien mixed with... I'm just having some fun here, but she really did. Mixed with the Dark Lord of the Sith. It was amazing. I mean, Condoleezza Rice... What are they doing wearing these Catholic-style or third-world, second-world-style, I should say old-world-style black shawls and hoods, these women peering out from them? I was looking at Italians behind them, and they weren't dressed up in these get-ups. It just shows how it's all dress-up for them. I mean, Bush will go to a Muslim mosque, and he'll pray to Allah, and he'll go to the Pope and kiss his ring and get on his knees, and he'll go to a Shinto shrine of the demon, what the shrine's called, and clap to summon it. He'll grovel at the feet of the Dalai Lama. I mean, this guy is just a complete whore. And Bill Clinton was doing the same stuff, but what I want to know is, are Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, and George Herbert Walker Bush conjoined twins? Are they Siamese twins? Because, I mean, for the last, it was even before the tsunami of December 26th, before that, these two were constantly giving each other awards. Clinton gave Bush awards. Bush gave Clinton awards. They talk about how they love each other. It's more sickening than Bush saying he looked in Putin's soul and saw a soul he could trust, a soul of love. A soul of love. Most people don't give you the full quote on that. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone, but I knew this. I mean, I knew they were business partners. Billions of dollars of cocaine in the 12 years that Clinton was governor, shipped through there. We know that Bush Sr. was the commander, the Don over all that. Clinton was a capo. I mean, I've interviewed multiple CIA officers who unloaded the cocaine. Actually, we're unloading it from the aircraft, and Bush Sr. met routinely. He'd fly into Little Rock, or Clinton would fly into D.C., and they'd go into some elite club and have a steak together. 11 times we know of in 1991 alone. That's almost every month. Important little meetings together. But now you can see how staged it is. And, of course, a lot of you are still writing articles about, let's get Bill Clinton, Hillary, she's evil, let's stop her. But it's all rhetoric. It's all theater, like WWF wrestling, Shakespearean play with your thespians, because Bush Jr., King George II, ordered Dan Burton's committee to drop it, I mean, vehemently, and has aggressively made everything Clinton did secret and then secured it. Sandy Berger can be in meetings stealing above top secret documents, sticking them in his socks. He said the four documents fell into his socks. Yeah, that's real. That's funny. And I grew wings last night and flapped up to the moon. And he gets a little misdemeanor, slap on the wrist, no jail time, pays a little piddly pittance, fine. Not even a slap on the wrist. Folks, you get caught stealing some document, you're going to spend life in prison. Unless you're a Israeli spy like Sandy Berger. They're all busy blackmailing each other. But so I don't want to hear about Bill Clinton and how bad he is and how you want to get him and politically and how we've got to make him pay and we've got to vote for a Republican in L.A. and we got to get Schwarzenegger because Hillary's going to get us. She's for the war. She's for gun control. She's for open borders. So is Bush. I mean, what am I supposed to, you know, it doesn't matter. It's staged. Can you compute that? I know you can. I know you're smart. But Bush is keeping a low profile because he has staged press conferences here. He has staged town hall meetings here. They order people to take signs down on his parade routes wherever he goes. And he only takes one question usually the last times he's in Europe. But now he's not talking to anyone because he's respectful of his holiness. It's getting ridiculous. There's a lot of news coming up, folks. There's so much news, but I promised open lines, so let's go to your calls. John's next. Tim in Nebraska, you're first. Tim, welcome.
Yeah, Alec.
Yes, sir.
Before I get to my question, I'd like to congratulate you on your new film. Really good. It seems a lot more professional than your other ones I've seen, and I can't believe how calm you spoke through most of it. I was wondering if you're on Valium or something.
No. Many years of working 16, 18 hours a day, I've gotten calmer.
I'm just kidding. Say, what I was calling about is I've heard you talk before about kids falling into the trap of the counterculture and this and that.
Yeah, they pose their traps, created literally by CIA mind control experts through Madison Avenue, as alternative and cool. And it's not.
Well, I'm kind of having some problems with my two boys, and they know about 9/11. They've watched your films and stuff, and I was just kind of wondering if you could kind of go through that a little bit.
What kind of problems you having with them?
Oh, wearing the baggy pants and the marijuana and this and that. They live with their mom, so I don't have control over them all the time. And anyway, I was just wondering if you'd kind of go through that a little, and I'll have them listen to it tonight.
How old are they?
13 and 15.
All right, let me do this. Let me run through a gamut of calls, and then later in this hour, I'll spend about 5 minutes on it.
Great.
All right, and I look forward to talking to your sons. I hope they're not destroyed. I hope they don't let themselves be manipulated by the controllers.
Okay, thanks, Alec.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Jam another in. This time, John in Michigan. Go ahead, John.
Hello, Alex. I'm up in northern Michigan, about a mile from Michael Moore's house, but my reason for calling is we have a state legislator here who is upset about this new passport issue with the borders, stating that most people won't spend $100 to do it, and it's going to hurt the economy of both countries. And so he's proposing a national ID card that both countries will recognize.
Which, of course, we already have. They've already passed the law last year for a national ID card. The beefing up of the ID card is in the Senate right now to make it a Pan-American ID. So see, exactly, problem, reaction, solution. Stay there, we'll talk about it. John, this is exactly what they do. But they'll keep the $100 for the passport, too. Again, terrorists and illegal aliens don't follow any of this, and our government accepts their flimsy consular cards. Council cards. We'll be back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
They always confuse the issue. Let me explain something. The national ID card that passed December 26th through the Senate of last year, signed by Lord Bush, actually gave amnesty to illegal aliens in many respects and ordered the states to accept any of their fake ID cards from Poland, Russia, Mexico, Venezuela, 30-plus countries. I lost track. So many new ones they're accepting every day. They're sending Social Security checks to over 30 countries right now, merging our laws, merging them with Canada and Mexico. The Canadians are freaking out. It's all over. Every week, some huge newspaper or CBC TV goes, "We're giving up our sovereignty. There's state police from Texas up here running checkpoints. Your troops are up here. What's going on?" And, you know, they dispatch, these high-level envoys to go, everything's all right. But in America, the average person has no idea this is going on. And then they go, we are going to charge people $100. You're going to have this special chip in your passport to go to and from the country. And for the millions of people that live along the Canadian border on both sides, in fact, most of the population of Canada lives within like 30 miles of the border, Toronto and all the rest of it, you're going to have to pay and then go back and forth. And it's just ridiculous. And so they say, well, we need a national ID card to do that. Well, don't worry. The bill in the Senate right now, which gives even more amnesty to illegals, does all this horrible stuff, says that it merges our passports with Mexico and Canada for that reason. And it's just horrible. But, John, really good point that you raised. Anything else in Michigan?
Yes, Alex. Up here in Traverse City, we have a radio station that has a 5-minute section every morning at 8:25 where they do graffiti, where you can do one-sentence statements. And for the last year and a half, I started off with go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or PrisonPlanet.tv, and then I give my little spiel on that. So if anybody wants to call in at 8:25 to promote your program, I can give you an 800 number.
Well, I like stations that do that. Yeah, give us the number.
It's 1-800-817-0580. That's,
you know, if we had the staff to do that, we should have them. I would love to do that, but have like a 5-minute graffiti every day. People could just call a number randomly and then do like 15-second, 20-second spiels, then we'd cut them all together.
Alex, this covers half of the mid of Michigan, which is from the midpoint up to the UP, which is the Upper Peninsula, and over to Wisconsin. So
call in and say, criminal elements of the government carried out 9/11. Learn the horrible truth, Infowars.com.
I go Bush and Kerry, Skull and Bones Brothers, Infowars.com. I go Chemtrail Alert at WeatherWars.info. Oh, I just go on with all the different information. Anything that you are putting out, I put out the next day on the graffiti at 8:25.
Well, you know, we're going to do our own type of graffiti. I've just got to control myself and limit callers to like 60 seconds, which I never do. I do it occasionally. It's a lot of fun, and it's very informative, too. Just take like 10 calls in 10 minutes. We'll do that when we get back. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good job there, John. Bob in Idaho. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
You know, in considering the knee-jerk reaction of those people about with that gentleman that tried to pay Best Buy with his $2 bills.
And they said they thought he may have been Al-Qaeda. A white guy, a 57-year-old business owner in the town whose brother's a senior police officer, and he goes, it's $2 bills. And they go, this is fake. And they handcuffed him there. Mm-hmm. And then the spokesman for the police department just said, well, you know, after 9/11, what? I mean, everything they do, it's, well, after 9/11.
Well, you know, it's obvious that they have come up with a psychosis to justify their illegal and irrational actions, and it's obviously PTSD 9/11.
And what is that in the psychological manual?
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Now, you're right. It is a neurosis, a mass neurosis. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Cops at checkpoints want to search your car, and they go, well, things have changed after 9/11. I'm like, what? You know, just leave me alone.
No, they're getting more psychotic by the day.
Well, when they start going, he complained too much, we're arresting him, or she was selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes, or the county commissioner gave too many parking spaces to the restaurant, we're charging him with the Patriot Act. Well, this is after 9/11. Shut up. And then you go, but the border's wide open. Shut up. You're a vigilante.
Yeah, you're obviously a conspiracy theorist.
No, I mean, if you read government documents, you're a conspiracy theorist. But if you're an absolute idiot who can't find Iraq on a map or doesn't know what a $2 bill is, they go, oh, man, let's promote this person.
Well, thank you, Alex. Have a very good day.
Thank you.
He's got $2 bills. Call the go, call the feds. He may be with Al-Qaeda.
And they surrounded the guy. We're freaking out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a little clip from the Daily Show that I want to play because it illustrates how, in the name of countering the globalists, you can actually bolster them. So I want to dissect some of this spin. And I mean, overall, I'm a fan of the show. And John Stewart, I think he's very talented. And we many times post his little political rants and pieces he does on PrisonPlanet.com. That's coming up in just a few minutes after we take some calls. And then I'm going to plunge into all of the other news on this live Friday edition. But right now, as promised, let's hurry through some more of your calls. Robert in Denver, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alexander. Thanks for taking my call. By the way, how was your recent trip?
What trip was that?
The one where you spotted wings and flew to the moon.
Well, exactly.
Hey, man, you've often talked about how you don't watch this, and when you do a lot of the displays, torture. I kind of got a real prime example of that lately. I never watched a show until this recently. I've been getting CDs through my monthly CD membership of the show Alias that comes on ABC. I think it's Wednesday nights.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Well, it's kind of interesting. The basic plot of it is Jennifer Garner, who's the main star, is recruited by who she thinks is a CIA, and she winds up going to work for them as an agent. She mentions to her fiancé, they find out about it, kill him. He then finds out that they're not really the CIA, but they are rogue CIA agents who spun off and formed their own agency called SD6. She is then recruited by the real CIA to be a double agent to get the goods on SD6 and bring them down. Well, anyway, most of the episodes, like the one I watched last night, have a lot to do with violence. For example, she was caught by some people in this mental institution. They put her in this tub of water, hooked her up to an electrode, asked her questions. She said, "I don't know," and they shocked her several times. That's kind of a recurring theme to the show, I think. It's kind of interesting because it kind of shows what you've been talking about.
Look, I haven't seen one cop show or one of these government drama shows where they don't torture people every episode.
Yeah,
and then they have these legal shows where every other episode it's torture. Every other episode they're grabbing homeschoolers from their parents because the parents are terrorists. And then meanwhile, in the real world, they're doing drills coast to coast where they teach people that homeschoolers are terrorists, which is just a total fraud. Look, whatever the government propaganda is in the newspaper, it's the exact same propaganda in all these shows. And then, voila, we investigate these shows, and they're paid for by the government.
Excellent point. Two more quick items. A week or two ago, you mentioned something about a national cable TV show you might be doing.
It's like playing roulette or something. I mean, people talk to me about many times about doing miniseries or different TV shows for cable, and I've been in, I don't know, four or five cable miniseries about the New World Order interviewed. So, I mean, that's all it is. It's no big deal.
Oh, okay. I see.
I mean, there's 300 and something channels on cable. You know, being on HBO or being on, you know, Trio or being on Discovery Channel or being on, it's not that big of a deal.
I see. One more quick thing. Did you know that the Montana State Legislature is working on a bill that it passed
to pull out of the Patriot Act, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That and also require that federal agents would have to touch base with the local police before they actually...
Totally constitutional. They don't have to pass a law to do that.
Exactly.
But because sheriffs don't know that, they have to pass a law to tell them that's the law. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's like last year, or actually 2 years ago, the state legislature, it's now back in session. They've had a bunch of emergency sessions, so it's never really been out of session. It's supposed to be every 2 years. But the point is, 2 years ago, they passed a law in Texas saying, you don't have to take vaccines. There is no law, you don't have to take them. There's no law you have to have them to go to public school or private school. And the law went on to say, and CPS, Child Protective Services, who has an open mandate and bounty to break up families, they just have a quota, folks. It makes it illegal for them to go grab children because they're not vaccinated. We had to get a law passed saying it's illegal. Because there was no law saying it was illegal, because no one ever thought that they would go take children for something that wasn't illegal. You understand? Now, that is, there was no specific law. There were laws that it was illegal to arrest someone or take someone's child for doing something that wasn't illegal. But we had to pass a law to say it is illegal for you to do this, but they still do it. You know, that's the thing I was thinking about the other day. I mean, they just don't even follow the law. And no one's held accountable anymore. Every major crime lab in the country, I mean, from Boston to Houston to Dallas to San Antonio to San Francisco to, I mean, everywhere. They've caught them engaging just in total crime lab fraud. Planning, fingerprints, oh yeah, you can do that. All of this. But still, no one gets in trouble. Trillions missing from the Pentagon. No one gets in trouble. Halliburton, massive scams everywhere. No one gets in trouble. No one gets in trouble. No one gets in trouble. And they go burn Martha Stewart for doing absolutely nothing when she's chicken feed compared to these people. Literally. So, I mean, government, look, that's what tyranny is. It's just when government goes criminal and just starts doing whatever it wants to do. And, I mean, the best example I've seen lately is 90%+, 98%. The state average is 95%, 98% in Houston. Say, we don't want toll roads on these existing roads. We don't want transponders. We don't want this. And the government just says, you can't vote to do it. We're doing it. Just shut up. And then it turns out there's fraud and bribery and, I mean, in the millions of dollars. And it's all over the newspapers. Still, they just go, you can't do anything. District attorneys will not indict them. Because, I'm not going to plagiarize. It's a line from Sin City, and about I've basically said it many times in other ways. But power, as Frank Miller wrote, real power is telling a lie and getting people to play along with it, even though they know it's a lie. That's power. That is power. That is power. Because he's in the hospital room with Bruce Willis, and he says, I could shoot you right now in here, and they wouldn't do anything to me, because I'm a senator. And because if I go down, the whole House of Cards goes down, because everything's corrupt. Do you understand me? That's paraphrasing. And that's really how it is. I mean, anybody with half a brain in government, they know the globalists carried out 9/11. They know the truth, but they just, you know, well, I'm making $300,000 a year working for the government. Well, I'm making $1 million a year working for the government. Well, I get government contracts. Well, I do corrupt stuff. Well, if I bust them, they'll bust me. Well, I'll get promotions if I just shut up and go along with it. You know, I don't have to be part of the child kidnapping rings. I don't have to be part of the heroin and cocaine dealing. This is what a police chief will say. I just got to turn and avert my eyes, and I'll move up the chain of command, or I can join it. And I can make even more. And then I can live in a $2 million house. And nobody will ask how you live in a $2 million house on a $100,000 salary. Or a $150,000 salary, chief. And nobody will say anything. The neighbor won't question. The neighbor will come over. Hey, Bob, let's go play golf. I won't come play golf with you. I live by you. It's sick. I mean, listen, folks, going to high school and then working out at the gym, one of my friends was, his dad was the head of the FBI in Austin. I'm not going to name names. I went to their house quite a few times, you know, for cookouts and stuff, and knew him. And and then along came Waco, and he was one of the head agents out there, I'll just say that. And, I remember even in high school, I'm going, and I kind of asked nonchalant questions, well, what's your mom do? Well, guys have a big inheritance or something? Oh, no, it's just investments. In like this, it had to be $1.5 million house. I mean, just most fancy area of Austin. I mean, just come on, folks. Come on. Come on! I'm sick of it! I'm tired of the corruption! And I told the story. I was in college, and I was like, do I want to be a history professor? Do I want to go into private business? That's what I was leaning towards. I told my dad, I said, I might want to go into the FBI or something. And my dad's like, okay. And then all of a sudden, he said, come up to my office. And my dad's a dentist. I want you to talk to somebody. And I said, okay. And I drove over there and went to lunch, and there's this old gray-haired guy, all I'll just say is a senior, very senior member of federal marshals in the state of Texas. He just sat there and he said, Alex, you're not a criminal, are you? And I said, well, of course not. I'm upright and upstanding. And he goes, yeah, your dad's told me that. And he goes, don't become a federal marshal. You know, don't try to do that because you're not a criminal, son. And I tell you, you don't want to become part of this. And he looked totally defeated. This is a big old 6'4" guy. And I mean, probably wasn't even ever going to do that, but I just talked about it. My dad's the type who didn't act disturbed because he knew I'd probably run off and try to do that to be rebellious. He just had me talk to one of his friends, I guess, who told him stuff. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say any more about it. This is a federal marshal telling me he was about to retire how criminal it is. You're not a criminal, are you? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you got to basically be criminal now. He goes, that's all I'm going to tell you. You got to be a criminal now. You gotta be a criminal? What can you do, folks? You gotta be a criminal. Or at least be so stupid you don't know what criminality is when you're involved in it, and then the dumb ones just stay low level. And always wonder why they're going out to get coffee and, Philly cheesesteaks to bring them back to the office, and wonder why the other guys move up and they don't. Heaven help us, folks. Just heaven help us. When Vicente Fox comes to Austin, Texas, and gives awards to the police department for not following federal law and protecting the illegal aliens. And then he gave another award to Wells Fargo, who issued debit cards that are now being accepted, because they'll give bank accounts to anybody, unless you're a citizen, then it's 14 hoops, literally. It's a double standard, see, it's designed to undermine this country. And then that's accepted by the state as an ID card. It's criminal. Here's an award for being criminals. So I went and bullhorned them and shut their press conference down, calling them what they are, criminals. Rick Perry and Vicente Fox, you're criminals. Criminals! All right, I'm out of control. We'll go to more of your calls here in a few minutes, but here's this Daily Show piece, and notice he says that Bush is inept, the government are a bunch of idiots. Basically, they are just complete and total morons. How many times has the government need to tell us they're incompetent before we believe them? See, that's always the excuse. Oh, we're incompetent. But we develop missiles and can fire missiles that'll shoot through a window. No, they're not incompetent. They lied. PNAC said it's about oil. Saddam doesn't have weapons. Dick Cheney said it. Not just Richard Clark or John O'Neill. Paul O'Neill, excuse me. Confusing that with a good FBI agent who exposed 9/11 and they killed him. Talking about the Treasury Secretary, though. But the point is that this is the spin. And everything he says in this piece is true other than that. And then at the end he goes, where are they now? And it shows Rumsfeld, you know, got his job again. Condoleezza Rice got promoted. Shows all the people that lied. Paul Wolfowitz, now Secretary, former Undersecretary of Defense, now head of the World Bank. Let's go ahead and play this piece. Hit it.
Let's begin tonight with a simple question. How many times does our government need to tell us that they're incompetent before we finally believe? Last week, yet another bipartisan commission issued the harshest critique yet of American intelligence gathering, calling it dead wrong, worthless, duty-headed nincompoopery. Duty-headed nincompoopery. I say, the New York Times has gotten surprisingly lax in their language commission. Commission co-chair Lawrence Silberman minced no words in presenting the findings.
The intelligence community was absolutely uniform and uniformly wrong about the existence of weapons of mass destruction.
Nincompoops! And why this commission was not given the three previous commission reports to that same effect will be the subject of their next report entitled The Report Commission Reporting on Report Redundancy in Commission Reporting. Redundancy. Of the handful of new findings, most concern a gentleman named Curveball, the anonymous tipster on whom the U.S. relied for much of the pre-war intelligence. The report reveals the man, Curveball, had been discredited by the German government as, quote, unreliable and alcoholic. Let me try and explain something here quickly. When you're recognized by the German government as alcoholic, these people invented Oktoberfest. When they say you're an alcoholic, you like the boozy. Now, obviously, any 14-month investigation of Iraqi intelligence would have to factor in how that intelligence was used by the Bush administration. And as the president stood between them, the commission's co-chairs delved into how this administration cherry-picked intelligence to justify the Iraq invasion. This could get pretty ugly.
Our executive order did not direct us to deal with the use of intelligence by policymakers. We didn't interview the president, nor did we interview the vice president.
So there you have it. Under no political pressure, the committee has found there was no political pressure. Isn't that right, Mr. President? Sweet, sweet Mr. President. And so the saga ends. All who should be held accountable were held accountable. I wonder what ever happened to all those people anyway.
Does it ever happen in the history of mankind? Of course not.
And then it shows how they've all been promoted. So Bush got up there and shook his finger at the intelligence community when Dick Cheney openly went to the CIA and ordered them to lie. I mean, this is just too incredible. He got up on TV last week and was literally shaking his finger going, how dare them do this? I've got to have more power over the intelligence community because they did this, and man, you're really bad. It's amazing. It's like they set fire to the house, and then they show up as the firemen and criticize themselves as arsonists. It just defies belief. And of course, the neocons are all over talk radio saying they never said they're weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. It's a conspiracy theory. We'll be back with more of your calls and a bunch of news. It's wide open phones today. You don't want to miss a millisecond of this transmission. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Friday broadcast. Your phone calls are coming up. Before I do that and plunge into more news and information, my new film, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out on VHS and DVD. It is my best work, best film I've ever made. 2.5+ hours long on VHS, 3+ hours on DVD. And it covers the latest police state developments, what really happened on 9/11 like no other film does, and who the globalists really are, what their world plan and vision is. It's a great video, and I just want it to be seen. So please get a copy. Please make copies. I want to commend those that have gotten my films in the past and made copies. You've had a big effect. This one needs to be seen, and it won't be seen unless you get it. Make copies of it and tell those you give it to make copies. Hundreds of tapes can turn into hundreds of thousands. Thousands of tapes, I've done the math, can turn into millions. And if you've got a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch all of Martial Law in high bandwidth or low bandwidth. You can download and burn as many copies as you want onto DVDs, and still pretty good quality, and give those to people. And it'll just cost you, I don't know, like 50 cents a piece or less. Why don't you do that? You know, I mean, there's nothing to stop you. I want you to. I just want it to be seen. I want to warn people. That's my goal. Call toll free to get a hard copy that also supports us and lets us continue and make even better films in the future. 1-888-253-3139. We got a deal where if you order 10 of them, they're only $14 a piece. If you order one, it's $25.95. Again, it's really three films in one. Order two, it's $19.95. Your second one's $19.95. Got a bunch of different deals going on the new film, because I just want to get it out to people. Time is of the essence. 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action, my friends. Get the new film. Let's now go to Jason in Maryland. Jason, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks.
Hello.
Have you seen the any pictures of the new Israeli Supreme Court?
Are you talking about all the occult symbols?
Yes, sir.
The giant pyramid with the all-seeing eye?
Well, that among hundreds of others.
Well, I mean, what building doesn't have obelisk and pentagrams on it nowadays? Yeah.
I think it's significant that that's the Israeli Supreme Court that was built by the Rothschilds, and that it's on a ley line with the Knesset and the Foreign Ministry and the Central Bank of Israel.
Well, we've had big professors on, and it's mainstream news that the buildings up in Canada are built along these occult proportions. This is what the globalists do. Their religion is expressed through architecture.
I guess with my history in the Bible, that when I saw this in the Israeli Supreme Court, and that they have this all-seeing eye sitting, it's basically, if you do an overlay, or it's basically a temple. It's where the pyramid is sitting, where the Holy of Holies would be, in fact. So
yeah, and again, it was the pyramid was the symbol of those that enslaved the Jews when they were in bondage in Egypt.
Right. I was going to ask you if you knew any...
See, that's what... When Moses threw the tablets at the people, and you know, they were worshiping the golden calf,
right,
that was the group of Jews that were picking up on the religions, the occultic religions of Egypt, and God was punishing them. And it's that same group today and that runs through the whole New World Order.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you agree with the theory that the Masons are the Templars after the persecution of the Church?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Templars were Masons. The Masons predate that. It goes back further than Solomon's Temple. It goes back to Egypt.
Wow.
Before Solomon's Temple.
Can you speak to that after the break?
I'll try to. Hello, folks.